Hello everyone, this is Jawahar Vinesh from Microsoft IaaS ASP.NET team. If you do troubleshooting day in and day out, then I'll always visualize yourself as someone who's looking for a needle in a haystack of logs. Because we look into a lot of information, a lot of data, either to confirm whether we have an issue or not, or to isolate the component which is actually causing the issue. So we look into IaaS logs. If we are troubleshooting issues related to web applications hosted in IaaS, we look into our own application custom logs, we look into Windows event logs, we look into ETW traces, process monitor, performance monitor, network traces, memory dumps, and whatnot. MBs and GBs of data. And the biggest challenge what we have before us is how to gain consensus out of this huge set of data without wasting much of our troubleshooting time. Because we have MBs and GBs of data, right? So we do use a lot of tools to query this information and to give us some insights out of the huge set of information. So in this series of recordings, we are going to discuss about one of such tools, a simple but a powerful tool called Log Parser. So it is, we can download this tool free of cost from internet, and it is a command line tool, by the way. But don't be taken aback by the fact that it is a command line tool and it needs a little learning curve. Because if we are a little comfortable with SQL query syntaxes, then we can easily master this tool in a couple of hours. And this tool can query a lot of input formats, including IaaS logs, Active Directory objects, Windows file structures, binary log files, CSV files, TSV files. And it can, convert the output into a lot of formats. We can get a visual representation in terms of charts. We can dump the information into a SQL database. We can dump the output into a text file, or we can get a console output kind of view, or we can get a data grid kind of view. So we can even convert our outputs into a lot of different formats according to our requirement. So this tool is a must-have tool in every geek's toolkit. So having done with my little promotion to this tool, let us directly go to the scenario what we have. So in this short recording, we are going to discuss about how to troubleshoot slow response issues with this Log Parser tool. So because nowadays, slow response is something which we should not tolerate because it has a direct business impact associated with it. So even if our web application has a slow response of 1 second, it is something which needs to be investigated. So I have a web application wherein I suspect a slow response. So whenever we suspect a slow response in our web application, the first thing what we will be doing is looking at various logs to confirm whether we have slowness or not. So the first place where we go and check is IaaS logs. So we will go to IaaS logs and check whether we have slow response really or not. So for that, we can use Log Parser to query our IaaS logs and to give us information as such, top 10 URLs which is taking more time, or some kind of query to give us a confirmation whether we have a slow response or not. So I have a log file called sample.log in my desktop. So this is how Log Parser query looks like. Each and every query will start with the keyword Log Parser, because we are querying, inputting this query to Log Parser exe, and the query is like, I'm going to select CS URI stem and the time taken from my log sample.log located in desktop, wherein the time taken is greater than 5000 milliseconds. So basically in my website, anything more than 5 second response time is something which I should investigate. So I'm checking whether I have a slow response more than 5 seconds in my website or not. And I'm sorting the output in terms of time taken in descending order. And the switch minus O is used to specify the output formats. As I mentioned earlier, we have a lot of output formats in Log Parser. In my query, I'm using an output format called data grid. So this is how a data grid will look like. So basically, from here I could see a lot of requests. Few of my requests are taking more than 20 seconds, which is something which I should really investigate. And I could see few responses taking more than 40 seconds, 50 seconds as well. So this is how we confirm whether we have slow response or not. So once we have a confirmation that we have a slow response in our application, the next step what we should be doing is finding out whether we have slow response only for dynamic pages like ASPX pages or even for static HTML and static files. Because if we have slowness only for our dynamic pages, then there is something to do with our application itself. But if we see slowness for both static as well as dynamic pages, then there is a probability that we might face some network related slowness as well. Because if you remember, IIS logs the slowness, the time taken in terms of network delays as well. So IIS logs time taken field will have network delays as well. So let us go ahead and check. This is one interesting query wherein I'm selecting my CS URI stem, maximum of time taken, average of time taken, and the number of hits per CS URI stem. And I'm extracting the extension. This extract extension method will extract the extension of my CS URI stem, of my request. Basically, anything which is after the dot will be extracted by this particular method. It is an aggregate function. So basically, for example, if my request has a .htm, my extract extension will extract .htm as my extension, and from my log file wherein time taken is greater than 5000, and I'm grouping it by CS URI stem, and I'm ordering it based on the maximum time taken, and my output format is data grid. So if you see here, we could see slowness for both dynamic pages as well as static pages as well. So there could be a probability that we are facing a network delay, or even that there could be something to do with our application as well. So having identified whether we have slowness for only for static pages or both static and dynamic pages, the next thing what we will be doing is we will capture network traces, we will capture failed request traces or ETW traces to confirm whether we have slowness at the network level, or to find out what is the actual module which is taking more time in our application or in our server. So in my next recording, we will see how to capture ETW traces and how to analyze ETW traces with the help of log parser. Thanks for joining.